Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Aleph, and we are on Ayin Amebeis. Ochal davar shehu mitzvah v'dvar aveira. So, if a ben sora mora eats something that is either dvar mitzvah or dvar aveira, the Mishnah previously had mentioned the Maiser Sheni and Shkatzim Urumatzim v'chulu, and then it had added the line Dvar Shu Mitzvah V'Dvar Shu Aveiro, which the Gemara says is unclear because we already have examples of mitzvahs and aveiros in the Mishnah. So what is this coming to include? Ochal Dvar Shu Mitzvah Dvar Aveiro Dvar Mitzvah Tanchumei Aveilim Nichum Aveilim Rashi. Third to last line, di afagav de takanta derabanan ba'amahu. It's a takanta derabanan. Nichem aveilim. Di me reisha, I would have thought only mitzvah is kohanim shochan kachin. This is not called a mitzvah. Or dvar aveira, tainis sibur. A fast day. So all of those are derabanans. So you might have not have thought that those are included in the exclusion of mitzvah and aveira for a ben sora mora, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. My time, amar kra, einenu shomea bekolenu, v'lo bekolo shomakom. It has to be uniquely, he doesn't listen to our call, but he does listen to the call of Hashem. If he does not listen to the call of Hashem either, so then it is not a ben sora mora. The Yad Ramah notes that even though one might think that it is a kal v'chomer, one would think if somebody doesn't listen to both, for sure he's a Ben Sora Mora, says the Yad Ramah, that's what the Chiddush of the Gemara. V'chitem evalav kal v'chomer hu, gzeras ha-kosuv, ve'en lahashiv. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael here in the Mishnayot, Tiferes Yisrael says, well, maybe there is svara. Because if somebody is also being kofar and not listening to the call of Hashem, maybe there's a better chance that they might come back. Right? He's not going to be Nimshach acharav. But here, if it's just the voice of their parents, so then maybe there is a better chance that he'll be Nimshach. That's why it only applies to Einenu Shomea B'Kolenu, but not to Einenu Shomea B'Kolo Shel Makom. The Maritz Chayis here notes, maybe this Gemara is a little bit a proof to the Rambam. Which Rambam? Says the Maritz Chayis, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. Famous Rambam relating to the Itzer of Lo Sasur. The Rambam Shita is, and the Ramban has a lot of trouble with it, that every time one violates Nisa Darabanan, one is also violating an Issa Daraisa. Right, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, somebody violates Lo Sasur if they do not listen to one of the Yud Gimel Mitos Shatarid Reshes Bahen, or a Dover Sha'asu Osan Syog La Torah, or Vilafi Masha Ashat Sricha, Vahim Xeris Vatakanus Vamin Hagos, Bekolechad Vechon Mishlo Shadvarim, Elu Mitzvahs Ase Lishmo Alahen. The over al kalachas mehen over belos asay. And if I don't listen, I violate a los asay. And I say in a los asay, including minhagim and takanes and xeris. That's the Rambam Shita. I violated Drabanan, I also violated Daraisa. So maybe, says the Maris Chayis, maybe that's alluded to in our Gemara, where the Gemara says even mitzvahs Drabanan are included in this category, so maybe that would be a little proof to the Rambam. Right? Nechumi Aveilim is not the perfect example, though, for the Rambam, specifically. Why? That's not a pure Durabanan. Right? The Rambam, we've noted in Hilchas Avel, brings that as one of the many examples of the mitzvahs ben Adam HaChavero that are Durabanan per se, but included in the larger rubric of the mitzvah daraisa of Yahavta Recha Kamocha. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, in Perek Yud Dalet, mitzvah aseh shel devrehem, levaker cholim, lenachem aveilim, lahotzi ames, ulahachnes kalo, levalas archim, all the mitzvahs derabanan, mitzvah aseh shel devrehem, simchas chasen vakala. And the Rambam ends off, afo bishakol mitzvah zeilu mi devrehem, harein bechlau, vihavta recha kamocha. The chiyuv, the pratim per se, are derabanan, but obviously it is in the general rubric of Yahavta Recha Kamocha, which one could fill in 1,000 different ways. The rabbis instituted 10 different ways. But because there are 100 different ways, these aren't mechuyev mi da'araisa, but when you fulfill them, they're a kiyim da'araisa of a haptarecha kamocha. Kol advarim shata rotzeh, sheyasu osam lecha achirim, asei otan ata la'achicha b'torah ubi mitzvah. So if it's just the nucham aveilim one, that wouldn't be a raya to the Rambam per se. But Tainasibra Lechora is a pure Durabanan. Unless one says, and again, this is, we're quoting Rambams to say it's not such a Raya, even though the Maritz Chayis wanted to bring this as a Raya to the Rambam. But these are different types of categories. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tainas talks about Tainasibur is part of the Kiyam Daraisa of Tefillah Beis Sara, of fasting Beis Sara, of turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So yes, in a sense, it's a Raya to the Rambam on the simple surface, but there might be something deeper. Once we're on the topic, just to mention the Meshech Chachma, his comment in Parsha Shoftim, where the Meshech Chachma discusses the question that is asked on the sheet of the Rambam. If every Drabanan violated is an Issa Daraisa also, so how do you have the concept of Safek Drabanan Lakula? And there is no such thing as a Drabanan. Every Drabanan is a Daraisa. So how do you ever have such a exclusive act that is only Drabanan? Says the Meshech Chachma, after quoting the Ramban's question, V'anochi ofer va'efer tachas raglov, Omer kilashikol dait, yom is kedivya Rambam. I'm dust, I'm nothing compared to the Ramban, but let me explain the difference. The difference is, yes, it's a daraisa. And the Ramban even has this suggestion in one line in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And don't tell me this. And he just dismisses it. But what is it? Four words, as many Achronim say, Kahai gavna lo tiknu. Meaning, if I violated a Rabbanan, I violated a Daraisa. But if it's a Safik Drabbanan, Mimela, built into the system, it falls away. Whenever there's a Safik Drabbanan, it's Vadai, not a Drabbanan. That's part of what the Rabbanan said. They built it into the system that if it's only a Safik, then it falls away. And this is not comparable to a Safik Daraisa. Right? The Meshech Chachma explained, the Safik Daraisa is Safik poison. Safik poison, you can't be Machmir. But the Rabbanans aren't poison. The Rabbanan created something. It's not the content of what they said. It's that they said it. But if they changed what they said, they changed what they said. Right? And that's a big difference. The Meshech Chachma gives a mashal. Morid b'malchus. Right? Is it so important, the content of the merida? No, it's the act of the merida. It's the same thing, says the Meshech Chachma, with listening to the Rabbanan. It's similar to the concept of Morid B'malchus, where it's the content that's not as important as listening to the Rabbanan per se. V'ratza dafka shenishma b'kolam, avolo b'prate hadvarim, u'matzanu dugmasu b'torah inyin dome lazeh, mashech mira torah l'shmoa b'kol melech, yosri mashech mira l'shmoa b'kol chachamim, v'chayven misa b'divrei kacho, quoting the pasuk at the end of the first parak of Sefer Yehoshua. But then he goes into, and that's the Rabbanan versus the Daraisas, and it's a Safik Drabbanan. It's not a Safik about something that is inherently valuable. It's the Rabbanan said it, and therefore they could build into the system to be Mekel. Okay. We continue now. Three lines from the bottom. Achal kol macho v'lo achal basor, shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin v'chulu. If somebody eats, the potential Ben Sora Mora eats or drinks, but doesn't do both, then they are not chayef. They're not Ben Sora Mora. Achol kol machol v'lo achol basar la suye. What is that coming to include? La suye devela kilis. If somebody eats these types of figs that are, or dates that are somewhat intoxicating, doesn't matter. That's not included. That doesn't count as wine. Shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin. I'm sorry, I misread. Achol machol v'lo achol basar. Somebody, I got ahead of myself. If somebody eats food but doesn't eat meat, what is that including? Even if somebody eats devela keilis, even that Rashi explains v'avagad meshachra, right? Even if it's intoxicating, it's not meat, and you have to eat meat, not other foods. Shasa kol mashka v'lo shasa yayin. If somebody drinks other things, to include asuye tavash v'chalav. Somebody, honey and milk, even a lot of it, those things are not included. Rashi says, why are these things included? Because even though they have certain powers, they're not nimshach. We don't assume that a person will be drawn after them. Or other Rishonim say, no, it's a gzeras hakasuf. Yayin and basar. Those are the things that are needed. Titanya, where do we see that these dates have such intoxicating power? Titanya, achal devela ki'ilis, v'shasa dvash v'chalav, v'nichnas l'migdash, chayef. So regarding Knisa LeMikdash, it's any Shechrus. So even after these are Shechrus. But for Ben Sora Mora, it's Dafka Yayin. For one of the two reasons, as we just mentioned, and therefore there'd be a chilik between the context and Halacha. Eino Nasa Ben Sora Mora, Chiyocha Basav Yishte Yayin, and he's not a Ben Sora Mora, unless he does both. This is what I was referring to before. Tana Rabbanan, Achal Kol Machal V'lo Achal Basar. Shasa Kol Mashke V'lo Shasa Yayin. Eino Nasa Ben Sora Mora, Achiyocha Basav Yishte Yayin. Shenemar Zolel V'sovei. Right? You have to be a glutton. V'yavavishen rai ladavar, zecha ladavar. There's a hint to this. Shenemar alti besove yayin bezole basar lamo. V'omer, and also the pasuk says, kisove v'zolel yivaresh, will become poor. Ukraim talbish numa. And it'll be kraim, it'll be rif, talbish numa, one who is involved in this behavior. Somebody who allows themselves to be involved in this. The Ramosha has a tshuva. I think we mentioned this in the past at some point. I don't know if it was so recently or not. Ramosha has a tshuva in the third chelik of Yeredeya regarding the isser of taking drugs. starting taking drawer of 1973. This was from. So he says, "Bidvar asher etzchilu eza bachurim meayeshiva laashen chashish meravana." So he says, "Pashut." It's obvious. It's davar iser mikami karedinim shibatora. It's aser for many different reasons, says Rav Moshe. Right, and he might not have even known at that time the danger in terms of the health reasons, the long term effects. But says Rav Moshe, what are the reasons that he gives? One of them has to do with our Gemara. Chadashu makalkelu machalas aguf. Number one, he writes, yes, it destroys the body. V'yafim nimsu anashim briim shalom azeklem kolkach. Even if some people are not affected, avo makalkelu es hadas. You're a la bar das at that moment. You're purposely putting yourself into a situation where you're not a la bar das. She said, "Oh, Yosef Chamor, Shelavat Shomanei Atzmo Milimet Atorah Keroi Humaniyah Gamit Tfila Umitzvah Satorah Shasiya Belo Das Haroi Hukalokimam." But if you're not in a state of das, so then you can't be in a state of mitzvah. So how are you allowed to put yourself into that situation? Vaod, and also the effect of addiction. Choosing something that could lead to addiction. Shu gorim taiva gedola, shu yoser mi taiva sachila. V'chadome, hatzrichim adam l'chyoso. Obviously, we have a taiva for eating, but we need that to live. Fu eser chamur, where do you see this? Where is there an iser to control, and you have to control your taiva. Fu eser achamur, shenemar b'mensor amore. Ala taiva hayoser gedola, sheyesh lo la'achila. Afshu achila b'kashrus. And they say, "Oh, your parents have a lot of pain from it, a violation of kibbutz of aim, it's a violation of kedoshim to you." Sof davar upash barur shumi yisurim chamurim. V'tzorach l'shtada b'chol yecholas laver to mazu mikol b'nei Yisrael. Right, so Ramosha says, but the isser of ensor amor, the isser of giving into an addiction and starting an addiction, right, that's these psukim that are quoted right here in the Gemara. Amar Zera, once we quote this pasuk, we quote another limud from this pasuk, kol ha-yashin b'beis ha-medrash, toraso natsis lo, kiraim kiraim. Anyone who sleeps in a beis medrash, his Torah becomes ripped from him. Kiraim kiraim, Rashi, mishakech talmud limudo. Forget your Torah. Venoniskar elabesirukin. You remember bits and pieces. All right, bits and pieces. Why is that? So there's a more Kabbalistic reason or a more practical reason. The Maharal in the Chiddush Yagados right here says, because to be Kone Torah, you need his Orarus Gedola. Ki Torah tzricha his Orarus biyoser mikol. To be Kone Torah, you have to be awake. You have to jump. V'kashru yashin b'beis ha-medrash. Chaser his Orarus. V'lakach toraso nasis kraim klomar shetoraso b'teila. V'chein she'amru shetzorach shiyeh aladam az panim la'torah. Sheharei ein habayishan lamed. Klal adover, says the Maharal, ki his oris la'adam. Omishu az nira she'eno balguf l'chein humuchan la'torah. We have to get into it, focus on the ruchnias, not the gashmias. That's the Chiddush Yagados. The Gra is a different shot. The Gra in Mishlei, on the pasuk that says you're not supposed to love sleep so much, says the Shlomo Melech in Parakhof, Al te'ehav shena, penti varesh. Don't love sleep so much, you're going to become poor. Pekach inecha svalachem. Open up your eyes and be satiated with bread. That's the pasuk. Says the Gra on that pasuk, he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes, if you love sleep and you always sleep, then you're going to be poor and not have anything. But what about our Gemara? If you sleep in the base medrash, you're going to have bits and pieces. Hainu. Kshemisnam neim chavei rav, lo yamtinu alav. If you fall asleep, your friends aren't going to wait to go to the next topic. V'hu yidaleg, v'achar kach yilmad. See, he'll wake up, he'll learn something, then he'll fall asleep again, and he'll skip. Ukshe yisnam neim od, v'alav lo yamtinu, yitztarech od l'daleg. V'chein kamapamim, v'tiyat taraso kiraim. Right? The ubi kera. Mishi yashin koleis, az tifaresh, v'lo yilmad klal, says the Gra. You see, that happens to all of us sometimes. You miss one daf, and you know, what's the next daf doing? And it's a snowball effect. We don't want our Torah to be karam, karam. We have to make sure to not have any shein in the base of medrash. And it doesn't maybe only mean literally sleeping, but even sleepwalking through various situations and experiences of life, like the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Mezuzah and in Hilchos Shuvah, to make sure to always be awake in our life experiences. Says the Mishnah, Ganav Mishel Aviv. Geneva plays an important role in the life and the Machayev of Ben Sora Mora. The Yad Ramah talks about it, how Geneva really is the, it whets an appetite for no holds barred. So Gana Mishal Aviv, V'achal Birshus Aviv. But if somebody steals from their father, as we said before, that's one of the requirements, but he eats in the Birshus of the father. He eats in his house. Mishal Acherim, V'achal Birshus Acherim. Or he steals from someone else, and he eats somewhere else. Mishal Acherim, V'achal Birshus Aviv. Or he eats from others. He steals from others, but eats in his father's house. Eino nase ben sora mora. It's not going to be a Betzor Amor. Why? Because we assume if you're ever in your father's house, you're not going to be Nimshach after that because he's scared of his father. And if it's totally stealing from someone else, he's not going to get to the stage of stealing from his father. So it's not a Betzor Amor ad sheyignu mishalaviv v'yocha b'shos acherim. Right? He steals from his father. Terrible. He's reached that level. And then he eats elsewhere, so he's not scared of his father anymore. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda omer sheyignu mishalaviv Umishalimo. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it has to be from both his parents, aviv and imo, as the Gemara will explain. Gana mishal aviv achal birshus aviv, says the Gemara now, explaining what we just said. If it's all in his father's birshus, he steals and he eats it there, afagav deshriach, even though it's very, afagav deshriach, even though the money of his father is always in his house, it's very easy to get to, so you might think he'll be nimshach, bois. No, he's scared. He's scared of his father in the house. Or, if it's all in someone else, he steals from someone else, and he's somewhere else, even though it's not so common, right, it's not so, I'm sorry, even though he's not, doesn't fear from his father, he's somewhere else, it's not so common, so we don't think he's going to be nimshach after this. And surely that case where it is neither, it's not so common, and he's scared of his father, until he eats from his father, steals from his father, and he eats somewhere else, to shchiach lei v'lo bais. That's the case. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda omer, ad sheyignu mishal aviv u'mishal imo. Both parents he has to steal from. Ask the Gemara, imo, minala, how could the mother ever have any type of asset on her own? Mashakansi isha kanabaila, right? Whatever the wife gets, the husband gets. Halachically, it's one bank account. Right, so how do you get that? So the Menachas Chinuch says, well, the Gemara could have said grusha. Could have said grusha, right? What's so hard, right? The mother and the father not listening to either of them, grusha. So he's in a chinami. But other achronim say that maybe, right, getting to later in the Gemara, enena shomea bikolenu. Kolenu means one voice. And when a husband and wife are divorced, it's not one voice. Even if it's similar ideas, it's not one voice, says the Chamer V'chai, and therefore the Gemara couldn't have said grusha like the Menachas Chinuch had suggested. But either way, so back to the Gemara. Mashakatzi Shakana Baila. So Amar Vizra Chanina, first answer, Misuda Hamuchenes La Avivulimo. It's a meal that was prepared for the two of them. And therefore what? Meal prepared for the two of them. So how does that help? Says Rashi, from a meal that was prepared for the two of them, says the I'm sorry, not Rashi. The other Rishonim explain. Let's just continue because they're going to talk about it in the next line. The Amar Rabbi Chanan Bar Molda Amar Rav Huna Einu Chayav Hashikna Basar Bezol the Yochal Yain Bezol the Yishteh. It doesn't talk about it until you buy Basar and Yain for cheap. Right, the case is not that you steal the food itself, it's that you steal the money. So how can you see we're talking about food itself that he steals from? So the Gemara says, okay, El Eima Midmei Su'uda Mochenes Aviv Elimo. It's from the money that was designated for a meal for the parents. So again, how does this help? Rashi here, Midmei Su'uda Mochenes, Shahayu Ma'os Muchanim Liknos Mehem Su'uda L'Aviv Elimo, the money is there, Tekiva Delekach Nizdamnu Mishel Imo Karinen Behu. It's enough to be called from the mother too. Why? What do you mean? Mashkan Zishagana Baila. So what, it's money that's prepared for us for the dinner. De'ihi nami shaykha bohem. Midina. Right? She is shaykh to this money. Why? De'bala chayiv bimazonosei. Because the husband has an obligation to feed the wife. And therefore, if you have food here for the husband and the wife for dinner, so then it's as if the husband designated this for the wife, and it's separately hers. The Adrama is not such a fan of this. Why should it still be called? Fine, the father has the chiyuv, the husband has the chiyuv to support the wife, but what have to do with the fact that it's not hers? V'iga d'amri, says the Adrama, mishum d'bay l'chay b'mezonoseha, v'shtakech d'ina mishaycheba, v'la milsehi, d'nehisha chay b'mezonoseha, gabi hay suda miyas lamala. Right, what exactly is the pshat? So, how does that mean? So he says, no, forget the chiyuv. This is what I think the pshat is. Kalhecha tahavi mizuman lidila. Anything that's designated for her, forget chiyuv imizonos. If anything's designated for her, it's kilo hers already. We spoke earlier in the Masechta about hazmana milsa. Mishalimo karina be to logara mitzvaim chadashim shetzavon lishman. Right, we have cases. I think in Masechta Arachin, he's quoting from things that were colored lishma. The avgav lamatul yadayu, things that belong to her, and the Mishnahs talk about what you could take be mamashkein from him if it's already designated for her. It's hers. What do you mean? Kol mashakansi ishakana baila, says the Adrama. If something is designated for her, we might say hazmana milsa, and therefore it is already considered the wives, even though, forgetting, not getting into what Rashi said, either way, that's number one. Or a second shot of what the case is, that the wife could have assets, and therefore Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it has to be from the father and from the mother. Someone else, a third party, gives it to them. On condition that your husband has no rishus in them. And you see clearly from this Gemara that that works. It works to say that. The Yad Ramah here, and this is quoted in the Rishonim elsewhere, the Yad Ramah here says, oh, it's interesting. So a third party, and it comes up in other places in Shas also, a third party could give the couple something and say, almanas, that the husband has no rights to it. That works, says the Yad Ramah. And here it is. It's quoted also in the Ritva and Kiddushin, and Afchav Gimel, and Emuki Yosef and Dharma, and Afpeches. They all quote this Yad Ramah. But here it is, right here, Sanhedrin Ayin Alf. Meha Shaminan, Deman Da'akni Midi Le'itza. Af amanash in labayla rishusbo. Anyone who is makas to a woman, even amanash the husband doesn't have rishus, haviak no, that works. We all like that. For lesli labaz chusa begave, and he has no zchus. Vehu adin, and here's the extension. Hu adin laman de makni le midan lechavre amanash she'ein labal chovo uleksubas ishto rishusbohen. I want to give you something amanash that your bal chov can't take it. Amanas that your wife can't take it in her ksuba. Havi haknah. For less luhulanach shibuta. He prevents that shibut from kicking in. That's the shita of the Yad Ramah. Right, other Rishonim quote it. The tshuva, the Russian, the tshuva agrees lamaisa, but he argues on the raya. He doesn't think our Gemara can be a raya. Who says that our Gemara is a raya to general shibutim? Who says we pass on like this Gemara? Right, there are many questions that you might say. He agrees with lamaisa. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in Choshe Mishpat, Simen, Kuf, Yud, Aleph, Sif Gimel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Im nasno lilove matana al tnai shelo tachol aleshem shibud lo chov lo ksuba shekadam lematana velo yachlo lov lahaba hatnai kayim. You want to get it out from any previous or future shibud, the tnai works velo yigve balchov mimena afilu kasev la daakne, even if the balchov originally wrote anything that you will acquire is mine. But karka is mevela shibud, and that's excluded, but here we're talking about mitaltalim. So that's an important discussion, whether you learn from that Yad Ramah to call HaTorah kula. We continue. Haya aviv rotze v'imo eino rotze. The father wants to bring him to the bezdin, take him into a bensor or mora, and the mother doesn't, avivina rotze v'imo rotze, or the father doesn't, or the mother does, eino nasa bensor or mora. Only if they both want. Only if they both want. Why? Is there a svara for this? Only if they both want, says the Me'iri, in one line here. Says the Me'iri, V'tam advarim, shalom masra Torah b'chinas tachliso lishkol daito shel echan mehem. The Torah is not given over, and especially these type of important decisions, for the shikol hadas of one person. Elo lishnehem, v'chol sheshnehem maskimim b'kach, it's very hard for one person, the Torah, to rely on one person to make a decision. There's something called the Yochen Mumche we had at the beginning of the Masechta. That's true. But that's in terms of halachic rulings. Here, is it a halachic ruling? It's an instinct. It's less of a halachic ruling than a reality. So the Torah is not given to one person. Maybe that's also helps us in terms of two edim. Right? If you shnei edim yochem davar, why two edim? Why not one aid? Right, one aid edechanem and bisurin. So why is one aid not believed in other cases of Malkus and Misa? Right, well, we don't trust him. But maybe like this Miri says, two people minimum. Right, remember the Rambam says in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, it's a gzeiras hakasuf. Why we listen to two witnesses? Maybe they're lying too. Maybe one person telling the truth. Why do we have two? Just like we have a chiyuv, the Rambam gives that as a mashal to the case of Navi Sheker. Right, if it's a Navi Sheker, we have a chiyuv to listen. He might be Sheker. We don't know he's Sheker. We think he's a Navi MS. Doesn't matter. Still, we have to listen. So maybe that Me'iri is also a basis for the idea of needing two witnesses. The Shikol HaDas of two people is always a better. It reminds me a little bit of the Marsha in Brachas. Marsha in Brachas Davav. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara says if there are 10 people learning Torah, the Shekhinah is there. And even 5 people, and even 3 people, even 2 people, even 1 person learning Torah. If one person learns Torah, so what's the gavus of 2 people learning Torah? So the Gemara says that one person lo michtevin mile. His words aren't written down. 2 michtevin mile. Their words are written down. What does that mean? So I think the Marsha there says that when two people are, one person's learning, maybe he has the wrong shot. Maybe he's not learning correctly. One person you can't always trust. Two people learning together. They talk it over with each other. They come to a conclusion. That's worthwhile to write down. That's Michtav and Milei. Right? That's when two people are together and decide something. Right? That's the Yachiyu Shneim Rotsin, our Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo haisa ima ru'uya la'aviv, ein onasim en sarah mora. If the mother is not fit to be with the father, so then they're not a ben sorer umore. What does that mean? My ena reuya ilema chayve krisos chayve misas bez. It doesn't mean they're not ena reuya. Means they're usser. The husband and wife are not allowed to live together. It's an isser relationship. Why should that make a difference? Still father and mother. Doesn't say anything about ben sorer more about husband and wife. Sof avua avua ninu v'ime ime ninu. Right, what's the difference? Right, it's father and mother should, even if they're usser to each other, even if they're not married. Ella bishavet la'aviv ka'amar. It must be, no, it means bishavet la'aviv. What does ineruya mean? It has to be bishavet la'aviv. What exactly does that mean? It has to be equal, Rashi says, bikol, bimare, ubikoma. It has to be in voice, in appearance, in height, right? That's the chiddush that Rabbi Yehuda is telling us. They have to be exactly alike in so many different ways. Rabbi Leff, in one of his svarim, you know, says that there's a message here. It's not just different height and voice, the same voice. The message is that they have to have the same kol achid. They have to be unified. If a son's hearing two different messages from the parents, that's confusion and you can't blame him for anything. You can't blame him for anything. Only if the parents are unified, it's a unified kol in all ways, so that's when. Again, parents are always different. Right, and one is more of a Rachman and one is more of a Takif. And there's always difference. But in terms of the global issues, the value system has to be one voice. That's the message of Ben Sarah Mar. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mohai Seimo Shavela Aviv, Bekolabar Bekoma, and not Ben Sarah Mar. That's what he says, Beferish, that the mother is not Shave to the father in all of these things, the voice and the appearance and the Koma and the height, and not Ben Sarah Mar. My Taima, to Amar Kra. And all of these are lindah from Sukkim. Einenu shomea bikoleinu. He doesn't listen to our voice, and our voice is one. Mita kol b'inan shavin. From the fact that kol has to be equal, mara v'komanami b'inan shavin. Mara and appearance and height also has to be shavin. Where do we get that from? Because the voice, so to the other things, what does one have to do with the other one? Right? Why would you jump? Says the Tosfos Yontif right here in our Mishnah. We find elsewhere, where you need shoven as well. Venerally says the Tosfos Yontif, one of the great students of the Maharal Miprag. The Maharal said, you have to learn Mishnayos. So one of his great students, the Tosfos Yontif, writes an Agdama to Shas, to his Pirusha Mishnah, that the Maharal told him he's got to write a commentary on Mishnah. So that's what he did. Venerally, Lefi Shekena to Motse Bishnayim, Shehishva Osana Kasuv. Whenever you have two people, they have to be equal. Shehishva, when you have two things, they have to be equal. Shehishva Osana Kasuv, Bidvarim, Vitzricham Gamkim Shishav Bimara Bakoma. Where's that? Shnei Seire Yoma Kippurim. Kidatan Beresh Perkvav to Yoma. They're just like the two Seire Yom Kippur. Little unusual because there are two Adim also. Two Adim generally, they don't have to look alike. They don't have to sound alike. They can be very different. Okay, but the Tosfos Yontif compares the case of the Seir LaZazel to our case, right? And the Torah Chaim also discusses maybe Alpi Drush a little deeper. He quotes a Zohar, the Torah Chaim here, that when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote in Surah Moreh, Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyua Abba Sheyim Tzor Esmano L'Skila, which father is going to give his son over to Skila? Who's going to bring him? The Darshu Sham Shekal Aparsha Shem in Surah Moreh, the Derek Drash, Shaha Vahaim, Hemakarish Baruchu, Vahaben Sora Mora, who am Yisrael, Lachamru Tsarach Shehe Shave Bakol, Shemacha Vahaim, Holekalakarish Baruchu, Haru Echad Miyuchad, Mikol Tsadu Bechina, the Kolo Kalechad, Ubezemavur, Madua Amru Shetzarachkam Komo, Mare, maybe it's a deeper symbolic nature of to Akarish Baruchu, and there's Echad, there's unique, and there's one, there's oneness of Akarish Baruchu, and maybe that's why. That is the message of the oneness. Fine. Now we get to one of our famous sections of the Gemara that we like to quote. The three things that might not have ever happened. Kaman azal d'tani Metzora Moreh, lo hayo v'lo asilios. Who was the one that says that Metzora Moreh never was and never will be? V'lama nechtav, and why is it written? Nitrosh v'kabel schar, because it's part of Torah to learn. Kaman k'Rabbi Yehuda, must be like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one here that says the parents have to have the exact same voice, the exact same height, exact same appearance. Since when do you have a father and a mother that look exactly alike? They get married, right? It's not a brother and a sister, right? So it must be Rabbi Yehuda. So it never happened. Or Ibai Seima, Rabbi Shimoni. Maybe it's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon also has an unusual requirement. Tatanya Am Rabbi Shimon. V'chim ibnei she'ach lazet har timar basar. V'shas achatzi lo yayin. Hoi talki. Ove v'ima watzino tzol saklo. Because this guy had a lot of meat and wine. His parents are going to take to stone him. Elohai v'los Elios. No, it's never. Rabbi Shimon says it's never going to happen. Never will. V'ala menichta drosh v'kabal schar. Even the parents love their child. Deep down, they're never going to do this. And therefore, drosh v'kabal schar. The question that many mafarshim ask is drosh v'kabal schar. We discussed this earlier in this masechta when we spoke about the shar Sinai bakama, right? How many the ox that goes onto our Sinai and things that don't have halacha l'maaseh relevance. Drosh v'kabal schar. Well, there's not enough Torah to be darshan v'kabal schar. So Rav Shechter writes in the Hakdama to the Ginas Egos. He quotes the Baal HaTanya and he quotes the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says Torah is like a photograph. What's a photograph? It's a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Torah. If you ever look at a picture and a piece of it's cut out, right, you try to like, sometimes in our new phones, we try to move the picture. But if the person's cut out, he's not going to be no matter how much we move it. He's cut out of the picture. So we're missing it. Torah is all a photograph of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we understand Hashem. And if we're missing a part of Torah, a part of a topic that Hashem has something to say about, even if it's not L'maisa, so that's missing part of the photograph. That's drosh v'kabal schar. We have to be darshan and get reward for understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'milu'ah, b'shleimusa. And therefore, we have to make sure that we focus on every part of Torah, even if it's not l'maisa, because, right, drosh v'kabal schar, we want to understand all parts as close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as much as we can understand from him. That is what we want to understand. That's number one, ben tzara more. Amar Rav Yonasan, ani re'isiv. Wrong. I saw a ben tzara more. And I sat on his kever. I was there. I saw it. Right, the Gilyan Ashas here says, Ayein Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya Reisim and Shin Slam of Talad. What's that about? Iser Hana'a Min Hames. How in the world did Rabbi Yonasan sit on a kever? You don't want to sit on a kever. It's Iser Hana'a Min Hames, Iser Hana'a Min, anything connected to the mace. So, and the Margolius Ayam asks another question. He says, Rabbi Yonasan, we know from elsewhere, was a Kohen. So what was he sitting on the kever for? So really, one question answers the other one. It obviously is not meant to be taken literally. It means he was next to the kever. Not that he said, al sometimes means could be near, and that's what it must mean to answer both kashas. Number two, kemana azal hadetanya, ir ani dachas, lo haisav lo asid elios, who said ir ani dachas, never was, never will be, v'lamanechtava drosh v'kabal schar, why was it written to get reward, keman, Rabbi Eliezer. That's like Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, Tanya, who we're going to have later on, the end of the Masechta, talks all about ir ani dachas. Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol ir sheishba afilu mezuzah achas, en onasis ir ani dachas. If the city has one mezuzah, it cannot become an ir ani dachas. Even one mezuzah, why? My time, and Rashi quotes Kol Shekin if it has other svarim in it. The Kol Shekin Echa Min Achumashin O Sefer Mikol Anaviim Shazkaras Hashem Ksuva Sham V'lo Karina Be. Right, we'll get to the reason in a second. But my time, if there's any religious article that has klaf, right, so it does not, it's not near any dachas. My time, Amar Kra. There's Kol Shalot Tikbots El Toch Rechova. What do we do by any dachas? We take all of the assets of the city. You put it into the street. Remember, we had a machlokes, whether you, if it doesn't have a street, you build a street. V'sarafta ba'esh. And you burn it. So you have to take everything out and burn it. V'kivan di'ika mezuzah lo efshar. And since you can't burn a mezuzah, d'chsev lo saz again l'shem alakechem, therefore, it's basically impossible, right? Which Jewish town does not have one mezuzah in it? So it must be it's impossible. And ir ani dachas lo haisa v'lo nivra. The Achronim discuss, you know, why wouldn't we say asei dochalos asei v'sarafta ba'esh the mitzvahs asei to be doche the los asei of los asum kein l'shem alokechem, right? The Torah's Chaim again here asks. So various answers given by the Achronim. Some say maybe this is a special type of los asei because it's about Shem Hashem. It's like a los asei shem mikdash, and you don't say asei dochalos asei in the base of mikdash. Or others say maybe b'chikat also has an asei. It's also excluded. Others say there are many mezuzahs in the town. So you don't say asei dochalos asei by many mezuzahs. So various suggestions give it, but either way, the Gemara assumes we don't say it, and therefore it'll never be an ir ani dachas. Amar Rabbi Yonasan, ani re'isiya v'yashavti al tila. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, again, I was there. I was on the mound of it being burnt. Ask Rishwab in Mayan Beis HaShoeva in Kiseitze. Rabbi Yonasan happened to go around and look for all the strange things that nobody ever saw. He saw the Ben Tzara More. He saw the ir ani dachas. Understand, what he happened to find all these things, dafka him, says the Rav Schwab, no, doesn't mean that. It means that we know that even though the Gemara says in a number of places, in Ksubis, and we had it earlier, that from the since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Miyom Shakar Beis HaMikdash, Ava Bisha Butla Sanhedrin, Din Arba Misas Lo Butlu. Whoever is Chayef Skila, this happens to them, whoever is Chayef Sreifa, whoever is Chayef this, Ukimochain, Av She Befoal, Efsha Shatia Irani Dachas, Kamashvalan Rabbi Yonasan, Shadin Arani Dachas Lo Butla. He would go to a city that was destroyed and he'll say, this is the Irani Dachas. He'll go to somebody who died young, Rachman El Itzlan. This was a Ben Sora Mora. Not that it actually was, but he'll be able to read between the lines of history and be able to determine this was an Ir Hanidachas and this was a Ben Sora Mora. Number two. And what's number three? Kaman Azla Datanya Bais Hamenuga, Lohai of Loas Elios, who is the one that says in the Tosef de Negoim that a house with Saras never was, never will be. Valam Nechtav Drosh Vekabal Schar, Kaman, Kerbalazar, Bereb Shimon, Tetan. The Mishnah says in Negoim, Blazar Reb Shimon Omer Lo'ola, Mena Bais Tame, a house doesn't have saras unless achei ra'e kishtei grisin al shtei avanim b'shtei k'salim b'keren zavis. Until exactly in a quarter, you have two stones and the spot goes across both of them. Two gris on each stone. Erko kishtei grisin v'rachmo k'gris. Very hard to have those measurements. Dafka in the corner. My time at Rabbi Eliezer Reb Shimon. Where does he get this from? K'siv kir v'k'siv kiros. It says wall and walls in the Parshas Mitzora. Ve'zeo kir shu k'kiros havi omer ze keren zavis. Good. Tanya, Amlazer Reb Sado, Makomayi B'tchum Aza. Again, even though there was an opinion that it never happened, there was a place in Aza. Vayikaron also Churvisa Segirta. They used to call it the destroyed place Segirta of Saraas, where the Bais HaMenuga pieces were. Am Rabbi Shimon Ishkar Akko, Pamachas Alakti L'Galil. V'Raisi Makom Shemit Sainin Oso. I saw a place that they guarded, that they marked off. Why'd they mark off? They didn't want people to walk there. Tumas Ohel. We know not only is a mace Matami Ba'ohel, a Mitzora is Matami Ba'ohel. And if they used to mark it off, Yamru Avanim Minugaos Pinu L'Sham. The stones with Saraas are put there, and therefore, stay away. Right? That's where the Rambam in Hilchas Tumah and Tara, Hilchas Tara, he has first Tumas Mace, then Paraduma, then Saras, right then. Because it's the next in line in terms of Chumrah, it's the only other one that is Metame Ba'ohel. Okay, we continue. Next details of Ben Sora Mora. Echad, Haya Echad Meham. If one of the parents was Gidem, was missing an arm, O Chiger, or a leg, O Elaim, or was mute, O Suma, blind, O Cherish, deaf, and Onasim Ben Sora Mora. The child cannot become. Shneamar, unusual. The Mishnah doesn't usually quote the Pesukim, but here it does. V'safsu bo avivimo, they grab him. V'lo gidmin, it can't be if he's missing an arm. V'hotziu oso, v'lo chigrin, they take him out, not if he's lame. If they are lame. V'amru, v'lo ilmin, they have to talk. They can't be mute. B'neinu zeh, v'lo sumin, they have to be able to point and not sumin. We've mentioned often, zeh always means clarity. Zeh always means showing. Hashem showed Moshe the moon, Achodesh hazeh lochem. He showed him the menorah, v'zeh maaseh ha-menorah. Right, that's why, zeh hadavar. Right, Rashi quotes the beginning of Matos, Moshe Rabbeinu said zeh hadavar. Unlike the other Nevi'im, who said ko, Moshe says zeh. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky there, we mentioned this often, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, because zeh is clarity. That's why Benenu Zeh Soremor is also pointing to him. They have to point him with vision. Benenu Zeh. Also, Rav Schechter writes in Be'ikvei Ratzon, on Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer, the Gemara in Megillah Dav Zayin, Zos is Torah, Zikaron is Nevi'im, and Basefer is Ksuvim. Why is Zos Torah? Because that's Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeh was mentioned is clarity, and all the times when you have to point, that's noted by the word Zeh. So too here. Benenu Zeh V'lo Sumin. He doesn't listen to our voice, and they can't be deaf because they have to hear that he doesn't listen to their voices. Masrin bo b'fei shlosha. He gets hasra. Umalkin oso, and he gets lashes. Chazer v'kilkel, and if after the hasra and the lashes, he continues, nidon b'ezer v'shlosha, then he has the b'ezer of 23 to judge him. Ve'no nizkalat shiyusham shlosha harishonim, shiyusham shlosha harishonim, the original three that gave him lashes have to be part of the 23. Shenemar b'neinu zeh, zehu shalaka b'fneichem. This one that got malchus in front of you, be four. There is a machlokas we've shown him. What kind of hasra are we talking about here? Rashi was out of his way to emphasize it's not regular hasra. I'm not talking about regular hasra here. Says Rashi, la misham hasra gemura kishara veros shein lokin elab hasra. It's not like that. Toha hasras eidim boy. For that you need Aidim. But Ozu Suffik Asra, and it's also Suffik, it's gonna happen much later. Hasra is usually right before the Maisa. Ella, this is just because you want to give him lashes, preventative. That's why you warn him. It's like tochacha, hasra of tochacha. The meaning of Yisro so shelo yargil. That's Rashi, and that's the Yad Rama also expands upon that. If you read the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, it seems like it's regular Malkus, right? The Minchas Chinuch seems to say, understands the Rambam, that Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, of Hilchos Mamrim, it's regular Hasra, regular Malkus. That is what the Ben Sarah Mora has to go through. Says the Gemara, Shema Asmina, Bina Kruki, the Kasiv. So one second. Says the Gemara, all these Limudim in the Mishnah, right? It's all Zeh and Shomea Bekolenu. You have to take the Pasuk literally. Bina Kruki, the Kasiv. Right, we discussed this back earlier. Rashi calls it Daf Mem Hey. We discussed this by Amitzoro with the Bohen, and so is this a riot to Shmuel? Shiny Hacha, no, here is different. Dekule Kra Yaseirahu. It's a totally extra pasuk, and therefore you can darshan it to require ki de kasif. Umasun b'fnei shlosha. And we give asra. The Mishnah said we give asra in front of three. Lama li betray sagi. Why do you have to give asra in front of three? Two edim. You want edim? What's three? Amar by Hachi Kamar. Masrin ubo b'fnei shnayim. Umalkin osa b'fnei shlosh. You're right. The three is going on the malkus because you need a bezdin for the malkus. So the asra is two and the malkus is three. Says the Gemara. Malkus ben Tzoramora yechaksiva. Where's the malkus written by Betzoramora? Where does it say anywhere that it gets malkus? There's no lashon of a lav. Kid Rebbe Yavohu. Dorm Rebbe Yavohu. Lamanu mivi yisru. Mivi yisru. Yisru is a lashon. We compare it. It says it by Betzara Mora, and it says by Moti Shemra, and then you learn it from Yisru Miben, Umiben, Mi Bin, Vihaya Im Bin, Hakos Harasha. So a triple Gzeira Shava, you compare the words, therefore you get Malkus by the Betzara Umora. Rashi here, by the way, says you only need it in front of two. Bifnei Shnayim, Rashi says, Be'inon Eidim Shaho Chichuhu, Va'avar, She'ein Avi V'imo Ne'emanim Alav Lahargo. You need Eidim involved. Parents are Ne'eman Tachziv. Api Shnayim Eidim Yumasabes. Right, parents can't be the only ones. They have to be Edim. The parents have to bring him. But Rashi says the Edim are the ones that have to testify about his behavior. Say after the Malkus, Chazer v'kilkel nidon b'chav gimel v'chulu. Hai mi boy le zevelo sumin. What do you mean? Don't we need that to teach me zevelo sumin? So how can you learn, teach me, how could you use zeh twice? Answer the Gemara, imkein lichto b'neinu hu. Mai b'neinu zeh, shmamina tarti. Good. Finally, the last Mishnah for the day before we get to the ultimate Mishnah of Ben Sarah Mora, which is the next Mishnah, and then we get into other topics in the Parak. Barach Hachelo Nigmar Dino. What if Ben Sarah Mora runs away before he has a Gemar Din? And then he got too old. By the time we find him, it's after the 3 months. Pater, you can't do it. It's too late. You didn't have Gemar Din. He can't be Ben Sarah Mora anymore. But if after he gets Gemar Din, he runs, then like anybody else that had a Gemar Din, and he ran away, we still go by that earlier Gemar Din. Says Rashi, why? He's like a dead man. So you don't look for any more zechuyos. He already had a Gemar Din, and you don't try to save it. That is Rashi. The Yad Ramah says, what are you talking about? We already had a number of times earlier in the Masechta, in Perek Nigmar Adin. We had, even after Gemar Din, we have somebody with the flags and the waving, and they're going to look, and there's a horse. Even after Gemar Din, you bring him back even 5-6 times, as long as there's Mamish Bidvarov. So what does that mean? The Yad Ramah says, no, it's not a din of that. You don't look for Zechuyos. It's like a Gemar Din. He's a Gavra Ketila, fine. But if you would find this chus, you would find this chus. But unless if you don't find this chus, so then you'd put him to death. Then he'd be chayif. But don't say it's because you don't look for his chus. Amar b'chanina ben Noach shabirech has Hashem b'achar kach niskayer a ben Noach that cursed Hashem megadef and then converted. Potter, he is potter. Why? Was he potter? What happened? Oh, v'nishtana dino, nishtana misaso. Since his misa would be different from the moment he did the Avera till the moment he is net right now, so he's potter. Says Tosfos, only potter midine adam. He for sure will still be chayav dina shemayim, but that's the special din. If he's now in a different state, so then he is not going to be punished. Usually we're not in different states. Maybe if you become the Kohen Gadol, if he asks the question about a carbon, right? I think elsewhere the Gemara asks if but now he's chayav. The Gemara, I think, in Harios deals with this. He's now a Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen when he did the Avera. Okay, similar discussion. Name of Messiah, let's try to bring a riot to Rabbi Chanina. Baruch Hashem, offer our Mishnah. Baruch Hashem, Nigmar Din. If he runs away before he had Gemar Din, Yacharkach, he gives Akim Tachton, Pater. So now he's Pater. My time, why is he Pater? La Mishum, Diamrinan, Hov, Ishti, Ishtini. right? Now he's in a different state than he was when he did the Aveira. So then, isn't that why he's Pater? It's a Raya to Rabbi Chanina. The Gemara says, no, lo, Shani Acha. Tiyavad Ashala Barktalahu. No, this is different because he's not a Barktalah yet. He didn't have a din yet. He didn't have a Gemara din yet. So there was, he didn't do the Aveira yet, basically. He wasn't labeled yet. And that's why. So it was not Dafka Raya to Rabbi Chanina. So what about the other way? Tashma, let's try to bring a kasha from the second part of the Mishnah. So doesn't that show that even though he's different now, still chayiv, a kasha? So the Gemara said, Ningradino kamrit? Nigmardino, Gavraktilahu. No, it's done already. That's why. It doesn't matter that it was Nishtane. Everything is done already. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. If you already had a Gemara Din. The Ad Ramad says here, and the same thing would apply if a Ben Noach was Megadev, and then he had a Gemara Din, and then he converts. Says the Ad Ramad. We'll read the line of the Yad Ramah. V'hu adinami gabi ger, shed nigmardino v'yachakach nizgayer chayef. To Gavrik Tilahu. And the Meiri says it also. What do you see from here? The Achronim say there's a concept of Gemar Din when it comes to a Ben Noach. That's not so Pashit, but that's the Ha'ara. The Minchas Chinuch discusses it in Mitzvah Chavav, the Avia Ezri. But let's continue. Tashma, Ben Noach, she gets Yisra'a Chaveiro, Uba, it's just Chaveiro of Nisgaya. Ben Noach does an Aveiro within his religion, within the non Jews. Pater is Pater, because right now he's in a different world. Also can't be Yisra'a, but Nisgaya Chayev. But if he did it to a Jew, Chayev. Says Gemara, why? V'yamai, what about Rabbi Chanina's rule? Name a whole Vishtini Yishtini, it's different. The different laws. If a non-Jew and a Jew, and a Jew and a Jew, Dino Misaso Be'inan. You need his din and his Misa. V'hai Dino Ishtini, Misaso Lo Ishtini. You need everything to be different. Here, his Misa hasn't changed. The same Misa that he would get if he did these Averis before or after, and therefore, he still gets Misa. Says the Gemara, that works for one. Bishlama wrote, Sayach Meikara Saif Asha Saif. Right, that's if he killed before, he converted it after. Ela Eishes Ish Meikar Saif Ashtachenek. Eishes Ish is Saif. All the right Bnei Noach Mitzvah Bnei Noach are Saif, and afterwards it will be Eishes Ish is Zinses Chenek. Benara Marasa. Oh, maybe he was a non-Jew. Was with an Aramarasa, as we said earlier. Didi Beskila, because they don't have a parallel, so it's got to be Skila. Says the Gemara. So then how can you use that as a parallel? Va'asa came be Yisrael. Dumi Deishes Chaveiruktani. But we're trying to find a similar case. Jew, what he did before, what he did afterwards. So here, there's no Arison by a guy. So it has to be Nesua. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. It's Nesua. It's not the exact same Misa, but it's close enough. Ela kala b'chamura meshach shaycha. As long as the earlier one was more chamur, it's considered as if it was included. So when it lessens, it's not considered different. Says the Gemara, hanichal rabban adami sayef chamur. El Reb Shimon adami chenach chamur maigel amemar. According to Reb Shimon, it doesn't work. Reb Shimon Savala Katana de Menasha, Dharma Kamisa, Amur Labane Noach, Eina Ela Chenek. He says it was Chenek before, it was Chenek afterwards. So Reb Shimon wouldn't have a problem. The Gemara says, okay, that solved the Eishes Ish problem, but now we'll probably have the Rotzeach problem. Bishlam Eishes Ish Meikara Chenek Vashta Chenek. You've solved the Eishes Ish problem. Ela Rotzeach Meikara Chenek Vashta Saif. So how did that work? The Gemara answers, remember, this is Reb Shimon. Kala Bechamura, Meshach Shaycha. Right? Reb Shimon, right? The Chenek is more chamur than Saif, and therefore going to Rabbi Shimon, it's fine. Lema Messiah, a final point. Let's try to bring a proof to Rabbi Chanina. Let's say this is a proof. Sarchav Yakach Bagra. What if a woman, when she was an Ara Marasa, right, she was Mazana, and then she became a Bogaris. So which punishment does she get? Nara Marasa, she gets Skila. Bogaris, she gets Chenek. Tina Machenek. So the Gemara says, "Biskila, my time alone, lahami shadol v'ishni ishtini." Isn't this a right to Chanina? Right, because he doesn't get there earlier. V'koshkin achad ishni lagamri, and surely where she becomes a giores, even where she just changes a little bit, she gets it. So the Gemara says, "Hamalei Rabbi Yochanan latana tani tidon biskila." Might not be a raya, because Rabbi Yochanan says the brisa should say skila not chenek. So we end up not bringing a raya or a kasha to Rabbi Chanina. But either way, we will have to stop here.